The FY 2027 budget has been approved. What remains is to close out the FY 2026 budget by June 30th. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook for June 14 through June 20 here in Franklin, Mass. The town council spent 8.5 hours over two nights in May for their FY 27 budget hearings, and then another 5 hours to get through approximately 40 plus votes on the budget and the ancillary matters at their June 10 meeting. One takeaway that should be remembered: while some members of both for the FinCom and town council expressed interest in not using free cash and finding ways to cut the budget to balance, the votes were not available to do so. Another way of putting it is that both the FinCom and town council validated the budget, the amount and areas of change from the original proposal to the approved version were minimal. Now let's see that that effort gets put towards the strategic plan to really get a fix to the structural deficit issues we have. Significant savings have already occurred to the budget over the past several years due to the reorganizations by the fire department, police department, finance department, human resources, both town and schools, and of course the major savings from the schools redistricting. Those savings have helped, but that can't be repeated. Time now to focus on the revenue side. The town council meeting Wednesday, June 17th, has a few measures to help ready the book of accounts to get closed out for the FY 2026 budget as of June 30th. Also of note on the agenda are the appointments for the expiring terms across the multiple boards and committees. While the majority of volunteers are renewing, there are about 20 positions on 8 boards or committees that remain open. Check out the listing of those and see if one might be something you could take up. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. I wanted to look back at the week that was from June 7 through June 13. On the town and school meeting front, the Franklin School Committee met on Tuesday, June 9th. The recap and video is available. The policy subcommittee also met earlier that evening. The exclusive audio should be ready in a day or so. The town council meeting of June 10th, we talked about passing the budget for FY 2027. The recap and video is available at franklin.news. We also separately published the vote tally for the 40 plus votes that were accomplished during that meeting. On the school's live streaming front, Franklin Youth Softball broadcast on Thursday, June 11th is available on the Panther TV channel. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted to the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.